This is Lewis Rogers, and welcome to The Real Estate Show. Today we have our favorite guest, John McGuire. We call this episode From SEAL Team to Citizen Legislator. Welcome, John.
Hey, good to be here this morning. Thanks for having me, Lewis.
Absolutely. We are broadcasting on 1140 WRVA and their FM affiliate, and you are absolutely the favorite of John Reed, another John Reed. On WRVA, he talks about you every morning.
Well, he does a great job keeping us informed on what's going on in the legislature, that's for sure.
And then my favorite, Jeff Katz. I have a Katz mug.
Oh, Jeff Katz endorsed me for state senate.
No kidding.
Yeah. In fact, he told me on the air, he said, when you get your John McGuire state senate signs, I want the first one in my yard. So I drove over there and put it in his yard and got a picture.
Right there in Hanover.
Yep. I didn't know he lived there. I was knocking doors in the neighborhood. And, you know, I assumed no one would know me in this neighborhood, and several people knew me, either from politics or my SEAL Team PT company. And then I get to his door, and I'm like, I didn't know you live here.
Absolutely.
And here's the funny thing.
He's a funny guy.
But he's a law enforcement officer. He's a patriot. He loves our country. So here's the thing. I told him I was hungry, so he said, you should go to this barbecue place right down the road.
Jake's place.
And I wouldn't know anybody, so I go there to get a barbecue, and the owner, Wendy, comes up to me. And she goes, Instructor McGuire.
Oh, no way.
I'm serious.
She'd been in your class?
She said, 15 years ago, I did your class. It was the best fitness class ever. So she took one of my yard signs as well and said she's supporting me for state senate.
No kidding.
It's a small world, isn't it?
It's a very small world. Jeff has a sandwich named after him.
All right, I need to make sure I get that sandwich next time I'm there. You know, I was with Governor Glenn Youngkin yesterday at a fundraiser for Delegate Mike Cherry. And I don't know if you know... Stan Andruski.
Yes.
So Stan Andruski comes up to me. I was like, hey, what are you doing? And then Jeff Katz was there, and then we got a picture together. But they are super happy with our catalytic converter bill. Stan Andruski called me up and said, hey, John, we got to do something about these catalytic converters. Yeah. And I knew it was a problem. I didn't think it was a real big problem.
People are cutting them off your car in the parking lot and selling them for scrap.
Oh, it's insane how big it is. So I called a few Henrico County, Hanover County, different law enforcement folks, and said, hey, is this really a big deal? And Sheriff Hines said, we had 1,000 of them recently stolen.
1,000?
1,000 of them in Hanover County. And Hanover County has less crime than other counties because they do a great job there. But anyway, so I put in a bill. They merged my bill with Delegate Rob Bell, and we passed it. Of course, the Democrat Senate watered it down. So the governor is going to have a sign-in very soon.
Right.
So I'm going to bring Jeff Katz to the sign-in and Stan Andruski to be part of the governor's sign-in for that bill.
I'm sure they'll appreciate it. They have their show Saturday morning on kind of like Click and Clack, kind of like the old talk show.
Man, what a small world.
It's a very small world. Well, let's start at the beginning, the early years. You're a frequent flyer. You've been on the Real Estate Show before, but you were born and raised here in Henrico. I understand you had kind of a challenging childhood.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, tough times make tough people maybe, but I always think no matter how tough you think you have it, it could always be worse.
Yes.
And so keep it positive. They say that when an airplane crashes in the ocean and people are in lifeboats, the people in the boat that say, we're going to make it, and the ones that say, we're not going to make it, don't make it. So I would tell your audience and everyone that life is tough, but it's still amazing, and keep it positive. But yeah, I was abandoned when I was 5, but I've learned some new information about that since we last spoke.
How so?
So I was abandoned at 5, and the police found me and my older sister, and we ended up in foster homes. 9 different elementary schools.
Oh.
My wife doesn't like it when I say it, but it's debatable I turned out okay. But then my grandfather, who fought in World War II, him and my grandmother rescued us from foster homes, brought us back together and raised us through high school. But this is what I didn't know. So you know I'm running for state senate, and 18% of the new Senate District 10 that I'm running for is in Hanover County. And so my brother, who does that family tree research stuff,
right?
He said, did you know that our family had a farm, a 200-acre farm in Hanover County since the Revolutionary War?
Oh, no kidding.
And I said, I didn't know that. And he said, yeah, we qualify for Sons of the Revolution and Sons of the Confederacy. I didn't even know that. And he said, our great-grandfather's name is on the war memorial right across from the Hanover Courthouse.
No way.
So I drove over there and took a picture.
There it was?
I didn't even know. I feel terrible. I didn't even know. But I do remember vaguely when I was, 4 or 5 years old, picking green peas on a farm.
Yes.
But it's not very clear, but, because of bankruptcy and things like that, they lost the farm and we ended up in foster homes and that sort of thing.
I'm sorry to hear that, but it looks like it turned out okay from Henrico High School to the Navy SEALs.
Yes, you know, in many ways to serve our country. My service is no better than anyone's, but I tell you what, I had the honor of serving our country as a Navy SEAL for 10 years. I served in some of the most dangerous places, met some of the most amazing people who just, you know, risk it all for our freedom. And so, yeah, so I guess, you know, during my time, gosh, I became one of the youngest snipers in Navy SEAL history, did deployments in Europe and Asia and South Central America and some other places. And now, you know, now I'm a business owner and I'm a legislator.
It's a wonderful story. For the benefit of our audience, what lessons did you learn from your days as a SEAL?
Well, I guess I learned difficult doesn't mean impossible.
Okay.
When you fall down, what do?
You get up.
So you've got the same lesson. Yeah, you get up and you fall down again. As long as you always get back up, you're always in the fight. You know, those that quit, you know, basically defeat themselves. There are so many people in life that are close to a big goal and they don't achieve it and they want to blame someone else. Most of the times when we don't get our goals, it's because of us. So there are a lot of people maybe smarter than me, maybe stronger than me, maybe not as successful, because I'm not going to ring the bell and I'm not going to quit.
Well, that's a wonderful story. And then you met Tracy?
My best friend. Tracy is my wife. We have 5 children. She says I'm number 6.
We call it a bunch of kids.
Yeah, they're amazing, though. They're all grown, though. I tell people with young kids still at home, you better give them hugs. Our youngest son graduated University of Kentucky last year.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we were not emotionally prepared for our youngest child to, you know, go to college. We were like, it just happened so fast. But we had a lot of adventures. We took them all to Europe and Paris and Miami. Okay. And we took them, one time we took them to Key West for spring break because that's where they wanted to go. We said, no, maybe we ought to go to Orlando. They said, no, we want to go to Key West. But I think we had a good time there. But I think given the choice, they would have rather gone to Orlando.
Tracy McGuire, one of our favorite realtors. She's with the Steel Group at Sotheby's here in Richmond. And I need to thank her because she found a spectacularly perfect home for a new corporate executive who joined Capital Square from Boston. There were no homes to be had. And she found the perfect home for them in the perfect school district. They're as happy as they can be. So a shout out and thank you to Tracy.
She's my favorite real estate agent. But you know what? She's an artist, though. She did set design in Hollywood on movies with Tom Cruise and some other folks. And so there was a house, I think it was a $1 million house on Lake Anna. And they spent 3 years trying to sell this house. And so Tracy said, I can help you. Sold it in 3 months. And all she did was say, hey, let's paint this wall this color. Let's move this over here. And she displayed it properly. And when she did that, it sold quick.
And there's a gift. And some people can kick down doors, and other people can paint doors.
I just do push-ups.
That's a good one. Well, for 22 years, you've done push-ups at your SEAL Team PT.
Oh, yeah. It's a magnificent, some wonderful people. 23 years, I think. September 1998, whatever the math is on that. But, yeah, we started out with 5 people in the first class.
How many bailed?
And nobody came back. I had to work on my
people. There's your sign.
I had to work on my people skills. You know what I did, though, is I surveyed people. I said, what did you like? What did you not like? And I listened to the people, and we made it better and better and better. And, man, now we're training corporate teams and Division I football, basketball teams all over the country.
It's exciting, and you're team-based, so...
Yeah, it's all about teamwork and leadership. You know, that was you asked me about what did I learn about being a Navy SEAL.
Yes.
And I learned that my most favorite things in the world is teamwork. I mean, when you see people working as a team, respecting each other, putting their differences aside and getting a job done, I think it's one of the most beautiful things in the world. Because one guy can do a lot, 10 people can do a lot more, but 10 people not working together can cause a lot of problems. But if you can put your differences aside and work together, you can move mountains. So that's my whole life is, before I run out of breath, I want to help as many people as I can believe in themselves and reach their full potential, but also help teams reach their full potential.
I mean, we could use that in our country. Everything's so divisive, me against you and this group against that group, that if you take the fastest runner in a team and assign them to the group with the slowest runner, might be 300-pounder, the 300-pounder is going to work harder and the fastest runner is going to work harder as a team. They all can reach their goals.
They help each other be better.
It is definitely the way to go. And then citizen legislator, and this is kind of an interesting thing in Virginia. I was doing a little research at it. Our favorite place is not Encyclopedia Britannica anymore. It's Wikipedia. And you're a member of the House of Delegates. There are 100 members for 2-year terms. And this is the successor to the House of Burgesses, right?
That's right.
From 1619?
It's the oldest legislative body in the Western Hemisphere. And the law enforcement, the Capitol Police, is also the oldest law enforcement unit in the Western Hemisphere. And it's been a huge honor. I see it as a way to continue service to our country.
And you were talking last time we interviewed you about one of your colleagues is in Thomas Jefferson's district, one is in Patrick Henry's district.
Well, I'm in Patrick Henry's seat right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, if you go to the Louisa County Courthouse, I've represented all of Louisa County in the House of Delegates since 2017. And if you go to the courthouse, there's one of those white historical signs, and it says right here in this spot is where Patrick Henry got his start in politics.
No kidding.
So I got some big shoes to fill.
It's so historic. Capitol Square has thousands of investors on the West Coast, and they are just thrilled when they get to visit Richmond. They go to Hollywood Cemetery, they go to Williamsburg, they go to battlefields, and they just can't believe the history that we take for granted.
There's a lot of history here.
And your Capitol building was designed by?
Thomas Jefferson.
Himself in 1788. And you are what we call a citizen legislator. Unlike Washington, unlike the swamp, where legislators are professional, full-time, that's their life is Washington, you actually still have your day job?
Yes, and our founding fathers wanted a citizen legislature, so we would make the laws over the land and then go back to our farm. So you would legislate January, February, March, and then the rest of the year you would go back to your farm, your business. They didn't want it to be all lawyers, they didn't want it to be all doctors, they wanted to have a variety of mindsets or points of view. And so in the General Assembly, we have lawyers, doctors, business owners, real estate agents, pharmacists.
Everything.
Everything. We come together to solve Virginia's problems.
So you're better representation of the people because you are the people.
That's right. And if you make a bad law, you've got to live under it.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. The part I'm struggling with, I hope it doesn't embarrass you, but the annual salary for a delegate is $17,640.
Well, you think about it. When I was a Navy SEAL, my best year, and I got hostile fire pay from being in dangerous places. I got jump pay, dive pay, pro pay. I think I grossed $40,000.
Oh, to put your life on the line.
You put your life on the line, and, you know, some people make that in a day. But we don't do it for the money. We do it because we love the American people. We love our country, and we realize that freedom isn't free. And so part of service is sacrifice. And to be honest, when I ran for the House of Delegates, I didn't know there was a paycheck. So $17,000 is not why we do it.
And then in Washington, you see the legislators become multimillionaires, almost every one of them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think AOC was a bartender, and now somebody says she's a multimillionaire.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah, I must be doing it wrong.
You're doing it exactly right. I'm looking at your accomplishments. Before we get to the Senate, your accomplishments in the House, we start with the Vietnam War Veterans American flag.
Oh, that's my favorite story, actually. You know, some people risk their time, some people risk their money, but our men and women in our military oftentimes risk their life or give their life for freedom. And so in Vietnam, this gentleman had Richard Olten. He's a Vietnam Purple Heart veteran. He had 26 Marines die in his hands. And 26 Marines. In fact, his unit lost 750 Marines out of 800. They nicknamed the 19th Marine unit the Walking Dead because it had the largest loss of life of any Marine unit in history. So about 20 years ago, maybe 22 years ago, he put an American flag on a flagpole in his front yard, and the HOA sued him to take it down and went all the way to the federal Supreme Court, and he lost.
He lost.
He lost, and he spent $500,000 in legal fees.
Hold on. But the HOA, the Homeowners Association, said you can't have an American flag on your home lot.
On your flagpole on the front lot.
And they fought him, and he had to spend his life savings to try and win his honor.
Yes,
back.
And he lost. And they came to his house and they said, take that flag down by 5 o'clock or go to jail.
What is their problem?
Well, I don't know. I tell you what, if you're on a basketball team and you hate your team, you're never going to win. And we need to teach patriotism in our country. People need to love this country. We've come a long ways. We're not perfect, but we get better. And I think we've lifted more people out of poverty, given more people hope and freedom than any country in the history of man. So when I got elected, I went and knocked on his door and I said, Mr. Olten, I'm going to get you your flag back. He put his arm on my shoulder. He says, you're a nice guy, John, but I spent
good
half a million
that.
Dollars. Yeah, good luck with that. So then I went to the Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox at the time, and some other folks. And I said, hey, I'm going to get this guy's flag back. And they said, John, even if you're in Congress, you're not going to be able to get this guy's flag back. It's a waste of your time. maybe you should work on something else.
You've heard that before.
Yeah, and I just said, you know, I don't think our veterans are ever a waste of time. So I'll tell you, it took me 6 months and we had the first appeal. I thought I was going to pass. I failed the first appeal.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't believe it. So 6 months
later. Appeal in the legislature?
With the HOA.
Oh, with the HOA.
So I fought 6 more months. I failed the second appeal. But a year and a half later, I got it done. So I flew in some of these Marines that survived that battle. We had Mission Barbecue. We had like all the police motorcycles, Marine Corps, Color Guard, Navy SEALs.
It's a little bit of pressure there.
Well, it was awesome. And then I, you know, I'm much better with a rifle than giving a speech. But I said that
pretty
this,
good with a speech.
Trust me, I'm pretty good with a rifle. But anyway, so I said, I had a flag, a brand new flag, and Mr. Olson pulled out an old yellow flag, and it was the same flag they flew over their bunker in Vietnam. And when I raised that up, all those Marine veterans from Vietnam, I know they had tears in their eyes. So that flag represents all of us. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican. I don't care if you're pink or blue. If you saved my life on the battlefield, I'm quite happy. We're all Americans. And that flag, our flag, should be the one thing that unites all of us.
And so the HOA?
Well, we got it done. I mean, his flag's up right now. Channel 6 News and all the Channel 8 and everybody else was there. I was on Fox and Friends. I always wanted to be on Fox and Friends.
Now you are.
I was on Fox and Friends and every talk show in the country about getting this guy's flag back. And I never even thought about that. I just thought about how I cannot stand how divided our country is. Now, it should be okay to disagree without being disagreeable. But it seems now that words are considered violence. You can't have your own opinion. Everybody wants groupthink.
Yes.
And that's how in combat you get people killed. You've got to have people that are willing to say, you know, charging that machine gun nest head on is not a good idea. Maybe we should go around.
How about a sign at the Goochland Drive-In? How difficult was that battle?
Well, you know what? Again, I'm not a politician. When I got a phone call saying that I should run for the Virginia House of Delegates back in 2017. My wife says I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you. The first thing I said is Navy SEALs don't do politics. And number two, what the heck is a House of Delegates?
It's the old House of Burgesses.
I know. And you know, it's funny. I forgot from high school, but, you know, from government class. But I will tell you, when I was running for that office, my consultant, who is amazing, by the way, I just joke, so I hope he doesn't take this literally, but he would say, nobody does that. That will never work. And you're doing it wrong. And we had one of the biggest wins in Virginia. So then I get elected, and there's this 8-year problem that I found about.
It
was an 8-year problem.
You only take on the really difficult problems.
Well, I get the ideas from people like you. They're like, John, this is not fair. This is not right. And I look into it, and if it has merit, then I fight for you. That's what you elect me for, to be your voice and to fight for you. So 8 years, an outdoor drive-in theater in Goochland County had been trying to put signs on Interstate 64 because people come in from Virginia Beach or Roanoke or McLean with their kids to try to find a movie, right. And the GPS takes them to some guy's farm. They can't find it, and they drive home without a movie. So he'd been trying for 8 years working with legislators and other elected officials. So I put in a legislation to fix it, and legislators came to me and said, hey, why do you think you can solve that problem? And I said, well, why do you think I can't? And they said, we spent 8 years on it. So here's what I did, Lewis. I got 8 people like you in the room. I go, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? We solved the problem in 2 days. And the newspaper said, freshman McGuire just saved Virginia $100 million.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it was $100 million. The federal government, Department of Transportation, was threatening to withdraw $100 million. $100 million in funds from maintenance on Interstate 64 because it would be in violation of their policy.
For a sign?
For a sign. You can't just put any sign on the interstate. But I was able to make the argument with my team. I shouldn't get credit for none of this. It's always a team effort. But my team and I, we came up with the idea that this was a historical thing. You know, when you were a kid, driving theaters were everywhere. Now there's drive-in theaters like this, there's only like 2 or 3.
Yeah, it's not many.
So we convinced them that it wasn't a violation. It was a historical marker. And the signs are up right now. I got to go there and help them put the signs up.
Oh, no kidding.
So it's a lot of fun when they say you can't do something and then you do it as a team. I call it a touchdown. We've had about 25 touchdowns in 5 years.
That is phenomenal. We'll come back to how that's going to launch you into the Senate. But one more win. This is, my favorite story. The veterans' status on the driver's licenses. Now, give us the long version of this one. It's so good.
Oh, it's kind of funny, I think. So, again, this is another idea. When I'm knocking on doors, people said, I wish you'd fix that veteran ID problem. And I said, well, what is that? And they said, well, everybody has one ID, their driver's license, to prove who they are. But veterans have to carry 2 or 3 forms of ID to prove they're a veteran. So they had a DD-214 to carry with them. Otherwise, how do I know you're a veteran? Or they had a veteran's ID card and their driver's license. They're always carrying three forms to prove it. And it wasn't my idea. When I knocked on doors, veterans said that you should put the word veteran on a driver's license. And then you just have one ID like everybody else. Sounds like common sense.
Just to check the box on your driver's license?
Yeah, you would think. But, you know, I've learned in politics, not everything follows common sense. In fact, I often say that if the government was a business, we'd be out of business.
Yes.
So it wasn't my idea. It was from knocking on doors. And so when I got elected, I went to the Republican caucus and said, hey, I'm going to work on the veteran ID. And they said, John, we've already tried that. Which I thought was their way. They were being friendly, but I thought it was their way of saying you can't do it. So I said, well, I'm going to get 100 co-patrons, and I'm going to get it done. And when I said that, the whole room laughed at the same time.
100. You have 100 colleagues. That's everybody, right?
100 members of the House of Delegates, 40 in the State Senate.
Okay.
So I told them I was going to get 100 co-patrons, partners, and I'm going to bring everybody together like a team and get it done. And the whole room laughed at me. So I looked around the room, and I said, what's so funny? They said, John, in 400 years, no one's ever had 100 co-patrons. They normally get...
100 years?
Yeah, they said they normally get two. If they're lucky, they get five. Well, it took me 4 weeks. I caught people in the elevator. I caught them in the parking deck. I'd stay outside their office till 10:30.
You're stalking them.
And they would say, you're still here. And I was like, yeah, I need the signature. Some of them would sign it and say, I'll sign it, but it won't pass. The speaker said the Navy SEAL guy's jumping out of the bushes getting signature.
Why would anyone object? It's
Which
just
I,
a good
I
thing.
Know, I know, I know. It's government, you know, power and control. So I it took me 4 weeks. I got 140 signatures.
140.
I got all
100%.
I got all the delegates. I got all the senators. And we passed that bill, and a senator who had been down there for years came into my office and said, how the heck did you pass that bill? And I said, well, what are you talking about? He goes, I spent years on that. The difference is a good leader brings people together and leads them to a better place. This idea of dividing us, and I'm better than you, and I think if you treat people with respect and you bring them together, you can get things done. And so it's really, you know, it's another story where they said you couldn't do this. Hey, sure, it took a lot of work. And I think...
Who would object to helping a veteran?
You know what I think it was? I think it was personalities, too.
Okay.
And I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but there was one particular guy who would make the final decision. And it would be like if someone went to your home that you didn't know and said, I don't like your sofa there. I want your sofa over here. Yeah. You would say, this is my home. You don't tell me where to put my sofa.
My house.
So I found out who that person was. And I went to his office, and I was going to be there for 3 hours until I got a yes. So 15 minutes into it, we're talking about the weather and everything. And then I said, hey, you know, we really need to get this veteran ID on a driver's license. He's like, nope, not going to do it. So we talked about a few other things. And then I kind of circled back. And finally, he's like, you know, maybe we could find a way to get it done. So I think that if you
just
want
him over,
I think if you want respect, you need to give respect. And this idea that I'm smarter than you, tougher than you. Now, I'm certainly confident. If someone thinks I'm not confident, they don't know me very well. But I also know, Lewis, you have a lot of experiences and abilities and skill sets that I don't have. So if I work with you in a respectful way, you're more likely to share those experiences. But if I come in there and say, hey, I'm the delegate and you're going to do it my way, for 8 years, you're not going to get the problem done. So I think that I'm bringing a perspective to politics of, you know, firm but respectful leadership.
It's a great story for being a citizen legislator. It's a great story for life. I wish our country could operate on that principle. This is Lewis Rogers, and you're listening to The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. Invest locally. Invest nationally. Invest with Capital Square on a tax-advantaged basis. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Lewis.
On behalf of our guest, John McGuire, and your host, Lewis Rogers, we wish all the moms the greatest Mother's Day ever. To the world, you are a mother. To our family, you are the world. Thanks to all the moms.
Living in the sweet Virginia breeze. Sweet Virginia breeze.
The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Lewis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. Living in the sweet Virginia.